We're up to the answer. The question we spent a lot of time trying to figure out, now we're up to the answer. Eis ches. V'hatshuva. And the answer is, the answer, everyone knows, Avadim hayinu l'parei v'mitzrayim. V'yetzienu havayim v'mitzrayim geymar. Anytime someone asks you a question, you could always say this because this is the Torah's answer. So that means it must be the answer to any question someone has. The answer is Avadim hayinu l'parei v'mitzrayim. We were slaves to Parei v'mitzrayim. How does that answer his question? He had this deep, sophisticated question. A question, how is it that through Maisa HaMitzvahs we're able to draw down Giloi Alikos? What's this answer of Avadim hayinu? So the Maimir explains, he shebemat and Torah, that when Hashem gave us the Torah, shehoya la'achrei ha'akdama degalus Mitzrayim v'yitzias Mitzrayim, that matan Torah took place after the preface of first galus Mitzrayim, the exile in Mitzrayim, and then geulas Mitzrayim, the redemption from Mitzrayim. Niten hakoyach. So it's a result of the fact that we were first slaves in Mitzrayim. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And He stood us by Har Sinai. And He gave us the Torah. When He gave us the Torah, Niten HaKoyach, He gave us the power. Shal Yidei Mitzvahs Maisyes Yamshichu Hamshachis Hachinalis. That through practical mitzvahs, we should be able to draw down Hamshachis Hachinalis, the greatest Hamshachis. Like we said earlier, like we said in the beginning, v'gam, and also, not just that we should be able to draw down anything, because that just means that Hashem put a button over there, that by pressing this button, we're able to draw down, but just because we're able to draw down, how do we see the godliness? But when Hashem gave us the Torah, He gave us the power, shal yidei ma'isa mitzvahs, yia begilui. That through the action of mitzvahs, there should be gilui alikos. There should be a revelation of godliness. Before we address this, let's read further. V'zehu v'yitzaveinu havaya lasis es kol hachukim ha'ela liyira. This is why we respond to the Ben HaChacham. Hashem commanded us to do all of these chukim. And we're emphasizing specifically the chukim. Not the mishpatim, not the edus, but the chukim. Liyira, in order to fear Him. Why are we emphasizing to fear Him? What about love? So, yira oisiyos re'ia. Yira, fear, is the same letters as the word re'ia, which means sight. Like it says in the Maimer of the Fidik Rebbe. In other words, Hashem commanded us to do these mitzvahs liyira, so that we should see that those hamshachis which we're drawing down through the performance of mitzvahs, vayitzaveinu lasis, Hashem commanded us to do, yiyu begilui ad la'ifin shel re'ia. They should be begilui in a revealed way, ad la'ifin shel re'ia, until a way of re'ia, until a way of sight. Now, at this point, it sounds like we're answering the Ben HaChacham just because. We're not really giving him an explanation why Maisa HaMitzvahs, or I should say better, how Maisa HaMitzvahs are able to accomplish Gilui Alikos. We're telling him because that's what Hashem wanted. But if it's just because that's what Hashem wanted, then what does it have to do with the fact that we were slaves in Mitzrayim, the fact that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, the idea that Hashem gave us the Torah even? If it's because that's what Hashem wanted, we could have said that. That's not clear in the Maimer yet. So let's leave that as a question for now. Let's read further. V'ikar giloi ha-hamshachis shal yidei asiyas ha-mitzvahs yia la'asid lavai. But the Maimer does say, and the Maimer really said this already earlier in the beginning, also in Eis Aleph, where it said this general, the gist of this, that the main revelation of the hamshachis, of that which we're accomplishing through the performance of mitzvahs, will be in the future when Mashiach comes. So this idea is an idea which is explained that when we perform mitzvahs, it's almost like we're standing in an assembly line, doing a certain action. We have a certain performance that we're supposed to go through, and we have no idea why we're doing it. But la'asid lavei, that's like when you're able to stop this action, and you're able to now step back, you're able to see the whole assembly line, you're able to see what everyone is doing through this assembly line, and then you're able to see the finished product at the end, and you say, wow, this is what I've accomplished. To a certain degree, this is what it's like, the Maisa Mitzvahs that we do throughout our lives. The Maisa Mitzvahs is going through certain motions which the Eibishter gave us that are accomplishing things that we're not able to directly see now. You're not able to properly appreciate the Gilui Aleikus that is brought down, that is drawn down through the Maisa Mitzvahs. But when Mashiach comes, and then Hashem's name is going to be all over the world in a revealed way. When Mashiach comes, then we're going to be able to appreciate. Then we're going to be able to feel. Then we're going to be able to step back and see. This is what we've accomplished. Then, when Mashiach comes, the re'iyah, the sight of these Gilui HaMitzvahs will be in the highest levels, va'ad li'yira, to the point that it will be li'yira, which is Oisius re'iyah, as we said, as havaya lekenu, to see the Eibishter himself. Re'iyas mahus ein seif baruchu. Will be able to see the essence, so to speak, something which itself is an oxymoron, because essence kol etzem bilti niskala, but nevertheless we'll be able to see it. Why will we be able to see it? The essence of Hashem.
Oh.
Mahus ein seif baruch hu. Not just ein seif baruch hu, but mahus ein seif baruch
hu. Is that the same as atzmus?
It's usually interchangeable.
Okay. The revelation that the Avos, were they able to see it like in this world, but it was on a lower level because they weren't seeing essence, but we're saying that the revelation that we will see will be essence.
As a result of the mitzvahs.
Right, but it'll be after Mashiach.
Correct. So, v'zehu, we have to still explain this better. We left several questions along the way. V'zehu v'yitzaveinu havaya l'aseis es kol ha-chukim. This is that which it means that Hashem commanded us to do all of these chukim. Ha-chukim daika. And it specifies and emphasizes, like we said earlier, the chukim. Kishemekayim ha-mitzvahs. Rak mitzad atam. When you do mitzvahs only because of the fact that you appreciate this mitzvah and you understand this mitzvah and you connect to this mitzvah, as opposed to because Hashem told you to do it, ha-hamshachis shal yidei ha-mitzvah seim be'alem, then that which you draw down through the mitzvahs is in a more concealed way. U-bichdei, in order, she-ha-hamshachis ta-mitzvahs yia be-gilui, that which you draw down through the mitzvahs should be in a revealed way, hu al yidei, Shekiyam ha-mitzvahs, this is through the fulfillment of mitzvahs and that which you're fulfilling in mitzvahs. Gam ha-mitzvahs te'edis mishpatim, even the mitzvahs of edis and mishpatim, hu mipnei shehim tzivui Hashem kamei ha-chukim, it's just because Hashem commanded. In other words, in mishpatim there is a reason which can be appreciated. In edus, there is an appreciation which you're able to have for the mitzvah. We're eating matzah because of what happened when we left Mitzrayim. We're keeping Shabbos because of the way that Hashem created the world. We're putting tefillin in order to connect our hearts and minds to Hashem. So there's an appreciation in the mitzvah, which you're able to have. This is the advantage of chukim, as we've said. Although this maimer is here to emphasize primarily what the advantage of edus is. But we still have to remember the advantage of chukim is doing it just because. And when you do it just because, then you're connecting to the essence. As opposed to the limited connection that you're able to have when there is an appreciation, because your appreciation is, by definition, limited. It's your appreciation, it's your understanding, your relationship to it, and that's, by definition, limited.
No, that's different than doing a mitzvah, just because Hashem told you with having in mind a time.
Let's go back to our analogy of a relationship between spouses. No analogy that we would give is perfect from all angles. But we have to try to relate to the ideas that are being taught over here. What we said yesterday, and building up to yesterday as well, is that the question of the Ben HaChacham is that seemingly the most important part of mitzvahs is the fact that you're doing what Hashem wants, something which is the same in all mitzvahs. Why then is there an emphasis of understanding the details of the mitzvahs in such a way that this understanding of the details of the mitzvahs is able to draw down Gilui Elikus? When you have two people that have a relationship with each other, so there are different ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it, one approach would be that if they're having trouble with their relationship, so you sit them down and you tell them, listen, you have to just spend time with each other. You have to just do what the other person needs and wants without feeling. Just do it. Go through the actions. In the language of the chinuch, as a result of the actions, the heart will be drawn in as well. You tell them just do what you need to do. Another way of looking at it is that you sit them down and you try to arouse their emotions, their feelings for each other. And through arousing their feelings for each other, their emotions for each other, through that, you'll get them to behave in the way that they need to behave to each other. It's two opposite extremes. One extreme is just do what you need to do, and eventually the emotions will click into place. The other extreme is just feel what you need to feel, and as a result of that, the actions will click into place. this is true in a limited relationship that you have between people. In a limited relationship that you have between people, both of these approaches are valid, and depending on the situation, really, but usually it's depending on the therapist's approach or schooling or whatever it might be, there are two different ways to get the results that you need, to reach the results that you need. Ultimately, the Ben HaChacham's question is that in our relationship with the Eibishter, what seems valid is only the first approach and not the second approach. And it's not even the first approach in order that you should have the emotion and feeling in that sense. It's more the first approach because the relationship with the Eibishter is infinite. In other words, with regards to people, so their relationship with each other is finite. And being that their relationship is finite, you could either build up actions in order to be able to reach what you need to inside, or you could build up emotions in order to be able to reach the actions. But there's a finite cause and a finite result. If with the Eibishter, what we're describing is that the relationship to the Eibishter is a relationship to Hashem properly, and the result that's coming from this relationship is an infinite result, then seemingly the relationship that we're having with the Eibishter should be a relationship that the only way that we can possibly have this relationship is just doing what we're told. It's not about us. So it's not about building towards a certain result. It's just about the tool that the Eibishter is giving us in order to be able to achieve it. Ultimately, that's the question of the Ben HaChacham, that how through Maisa Mitzvahs are we able to draw down Gili Alikos. What his question really is, that seemingly we are divorced from the action. We're doing this action only because Hashem is telling us, press it. But not because there's any innate, not because there's any intrinsic response to putting on tefillin, eating matzah, or anything like that. Our response to the Ben HaChacham seems to be that what he's saying is true. La says kol hachukim ha'ela, ultimately, our connection to the Eibishter is an infinite connection through the mitzvahs which we're doing. And therefore, the emphasis is on the chukim specifically, because the chukim is something which we have no understanding of whatsoever. And even when we're doing mishpatim and edus, we have to recognize that it's not what we're doing which is accomplishing. It's the chayk, it's the infinite power that the Eibishter puts into this action, into this button, so to speak, that is able to accomplish that which we want it to accomplish. But what we're telling the Ben HaChacham is that what the Eibishter gave us, and this is as a result of being inside of Mitzrayim, which was the Korah Barzel, which broke us down completely. And then Hashem rebuilt us. We were born anew, so to speak, with the Geula of Mitzrayim. So now we're a fresh mold. And this fresh mold, the Eibishter stood by Har Sinai. And he said, you standing by Har Sinai, I'm going to give you the Torah now. And in giving us the Torah, he says, I, through giving you the Torah, am going to build a relationship with you. A relationship where it's not just that you're going through blind actions. It's a relationship where you are actually accomplishing. Why are we accomplishing? Because Hashem is allowing us to accomplish. But we are actually making those accomplishments. We're actually standing on this assembly line. We're actually making a difference. We're making a change. Our mitzvahs have an effect. Why? Because Hashem chose them to. But in choosing them to, Hashem built us into the people who are able to accomplish that. He put us in a position. He put us in a place that through what we do, we're able to change the world. We're able to cause a complete transformation. And this was, in order to do this, in order that it should be real, in order that it should be intrinsic, Hashem had to sort of, like we said, break us down and mold us from new. We couldn't be the same people that we were before Matan Torah. We had to be fresh, unmolded neshamis standing by Har Sinai, brand new, coming out of Mitzrayim, which completely broke us down, and from the Geula, which was a rebirth. Then we're able to stand by Matan Torah and receive this energy that we're able to actually accomplish and really accomplish through the performance of mitzvahs, not just press buttons and Hashem is doing all of the work, because Hashem is choosing to give it that ability. And through the performance of mitzvahs in such a way, we'll be able to reach a level when Mashiach comes, that when Mashiach comes, we're going to actually see that which we have accomplished.
I don't fully understand how this connects to the relationship with spouse.
In the relationship with a spouse, over there we said that the logical approach of building into the relationship, whether building from the bottom up or from the top down, makes sense, since the relationship itself is a limited relationship. In the relationship between us and Hashem, we said that seemingly building into the relationship is an impossibility, because we're building into an infinite relationship, and the infinite relationship is something which is completely impossible for us to build into. The answer is that Hashem put us into a position where we're actually able to build into a relationship. Mm-hmm. So now let's speak about the relationship between spouses for a moment. Let's take the approach of Achrei ha-pe'ulos yamshichu ha-levavos, that you start with action and then the heart is pulled in as a result of the action. What does that mean? What does that mean? You could have two people who they quote unquote fell in love, whatever that means. They got married, and then a year later, if we're lucky, they're sitting on the therapist's couch and saying, we're just not feeling anything. We just don't feel anything. Why are they not feeling anything? So we could go into it from today till tomorrow, but basically what they built wasn't real. It wasn't really based on anything. And there was no tangible connection between them. Each of them were focused on themselves from the very beginning, not on the other. And when that self-focus fell away, there wasn't anything to hold them together, except for the goldfish, which can ultimately be split into two.
And the goldfish only lives for so long, Rabbi.
A goldfish only lives for so long, yeah. I don't know. So what does the therapist need to do for them? The therapist needs to tell them, listen, the bottom line is that you've built a relationship over here. The structure of a relationship, but not the inner workings of a relationship. So if we're going to take this approach of from the bottom up, what the therapist really is telling them is, what you have to do is start now filling in pieces. You're filling in a reason why you're connected to the other person and not to yourself. You're doing one action for another person, another action for the other person, another action for the other person. Each time you do that, it's like you're taking this empty shell of a relationship which they created, and they're not willing to let fall apart. That's why they're sitting on the couch in the first place. And you're filling it in with reality. Eventually, what you're going to do is you're going to fill in this relationship shell properly so that you have a connection to the other person. And if you have a connection to the other person, then just like you love yourself, why do you love yourself? Why do you love yourself? 'Cause you're smart. You're smart, but is that why you love yourself? Because you're handsome. Everyone knows that you're handsome, but is that why you love yourself? Why do you love yourself? Just because you're you, because you're connected to you, because there's no way to separate yourself from you. If you have the action, if you have the actions, then ultimately that's what you're going to bring yourself with the other person as well. You're going to bring yourself to a point that the other person is also part of you. The Ben HaChacham's question is, seemingly, mitzvahs are empty actions. Mitzvahs can't fill in these lines. They can't connect us to Hashem because Hashem is infinite and we're finite. And how can a finite action that we're doing, which has no meaning except that Hashem decided to say, press here. How can an empty action like that really give us a connection to Hashem? And the answer to the Ben HaChacham is because that's what Hashem wanted. But it's more than because that's what Hashem wanted. It's Hashem built us up. And He stood us by Har Sinai and He gave us the Torah and He put us into a position where, for whatever reason, we're able to have that relationship with Him the way that two spouses have together. But there's one key, and that's lasis is kol achukim ma'ela. By spouses, there is an argument to be made sometimes to work from the top down, to start from the emotion. But the emotion is not the way that we can build this relationship with Hashem, because that emotion relationship is the type of relationship which the Avis had with Hashem. From the top down, from the like excitement and feeling and recognition. But ultimately that relationship is not with Etzem of the Eibishter, it's with Gili of the Eibishter. And the Eibishter gave us a possibility to have a relationship with his Etzem. to the point that we'll be able to have a proper relationship with Him. And that's only because Hashem gave us that ability. But when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and stood us by Har Sinai, that's exactly what Hashem was doing. He was giving us the possibility that that we should be able to have that type of relationship with Him. That it's not just pressing an empty button, it's actually filling in lines. It's actually bringing a dimensional relationship between us and Hashem, and one which is able to become tangible and recognized and felt, and which we're going to fully appreciate when we're completely finished with the Aveda, which is going to happen when Mashiach comes, and we're going to be able to take a step back from the assembly line and say, wow, this is what we've accomplished. These are the lines which we filled. This is the relationship which we have. And that's why we're going to be able to have Re'iyas Mahusein Seif Baruch Hu, even though that concept of Re'iyas Mahusein Seif Baruch Hu is not a concept which makes sense unless you're becoming the other person. And then just like you see yourself, you're able to see them. And that's what Hashem did with us as well, that we're able through mitzvahs to connect to Him directly, actually connect to Him. And therefore, the mitzvahs which we're doing are going to have that effect, the asad lavi, when Mashiach comes. Is that clear?
No, but I'll
not at all?
It is. I'm something's not clicking. I don't want to take any more time.
So this also answered his question about why we need the kavanas pratiyos?
We sort of moved away from that question, but seemingly it would. Even though the mitzvahs are actions which are effective only because Hashem gave them the ability to be effective, but they're not fake, they're real. And that's an answer to the question of why we need the Kavanas Pratiyos. Because there's something that you're actually accomplishing and it's something real. And therefore, there are Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. There are different types of mitzvahs. There's an actual accomplishment which you're making. It's not just a empty button. Let me put it a different way with regard to this button analogy. There are two types of buttons that you could have. There's one button that I tell you press here, and you press here, and I'm going to jump up. Try it. Try it. Press right over there. Try again. Try it again. See? Every time you press that button, I'm going to jump, right? Now, is there a direct result, a direct response between you pressing that button and me jumping?
Yeah.
No.
No, right.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. You're doing nothing. You're doing absolutely nothing. Right? You're just pressing the table. Pressing the table is not what's making me jump. It's me that's making me jump. I just told you, whenever you press the table, I'm going to jump. That's one way of pressing a button. Another way of pressing a button is that for whatever reason, this button was engineered, etc., to actually hook up and have a result of that which you're doing.
Okay.
If were to say it like this, the Ben HaChacham's question was that he thought that it was just pressing the table and the Eibishter, so to speak, jumping.
Like,
the response to the Ben HaChacham is, no, that's not what it is. You're actually doing something. It's hooked up. Avad Mayinu L'Parib Mitzrayim V'Yitzyenu, there is an engineering which went in over here and it's actually hooked up. This button is actually connected to the result that it's having. Why? Because Hashem chose it to, because Hashem made all those connections. But the button is actually connected.
So to clarify with the marriage relationship, it's like, the question was, in a marriage relationship, you're
there,
able... you're able to come closer by putting in the action, because you start to merge with the person and you start to put yourself in their place and try to feel their emotions, what they want, what they need, even if you don't feel it, but you're going to try to put yourself in that place. When it comes to the Abishur, there's no way the Abishur is infinite. We're so tiny and flimsy and thin, and there's no... But
so this, it's just an empty show.
What am I even doing out here? Like,
I'm doing it because Hashem told me to do it.
Right, Hashem told me to.
That's it.
It's not making a relationship. There's no way.
Correct.
Abishur made it in a way that it's actually that, just like in a marriage, you doing the action puts you in that place where it's actually creating a closeness.
Right.
You're actually doing something for him. It's not doing nothing.
Because that's what Hashem chose. But yes.
He made it in a way that it's actually doing something for him.
Right. And that seems to be connected to this concept of Avad Aminu Lepar B'Mitzrayim V'Yitzyeinu Hashem B'Mitzrayim, that this was the engineering, the Sgalus Mitzrayim, Geulas Mitzrayim, and Maimed Har Sinai, these three steps, these three stages, was the engineering that gave the mitzvah the ability to accomplish. However, recognizing this, appreciating this, so you can't make your own button. That's why following the mitzvahs as chukim is so important. You can't make your own button. Being that the button only works because Hashem perfectly engineered it to work. If he's doing it, it doesn't work. If I eat an asuka today, it doesn't work. If I choose to have my tefillin pink, they don't work. Because the only reason it worked is because Hashem engineered it to work. And even if I feel that the mitzvah will be that much more powerful and that much more effective if it's pink instead of black, it'll be so much more relatable, so much more appreciated by the masses. But that's ridiculous. Because the mitzvah itself is just a button. And the only reason it's working is because Hashem engineered it to do so. And that's why we answer him, Lasis is kol hachukim ha'ela, rather than edis and mishpatim. Because ultimately, we are agreeing with him that the mitzvah only works because Hashem wanted it to work. But even though the mitzvah only works because Hashem wanted it to work, it's still not just pressing a table. It's pressing an actual button, which is actually hooked up to the engine, and you're able to go vroom and drive off just from pressing this little button.
But Rabbi Yetzienu, he doesn't actually say, the father's answer doesn't actually show that the Abishter...
This is a huge question, an ethical question nowadays, with regard to drones and all of those types of things. What is the culpability of the person sitting in an office in Washington for the effects of his actions in some country across the globe and so on? Kasari, go ahead.
No, I don't see anywhere in the answer, you know. Yotzienu, Meretz Mitzrayim, Yitzavenu, the Tovlanu. I don't see anywhere in there how it's actually doing something for the Eibishter.
It's only doing something for the Eibishter because the Eibishter chose it to.
But where does it say that he even chose it to?
So that's the point, that Hashem put us into Galus Mitzrayim in order to break us down. Now we're fresh. Hashem took us out. Now we're reborn. Then Hashem stood us by our Sinai and gave us the Torah. When Hashem stood us by our Sinai and gave us the Torah, then Hashem was saying, okay, now in this mitzvah, you're able to accomplish this, and in this mitzvah, you're able to accomplish that.
Okay.
Does it say it in the words itself? I don't know. I'm sure it does, but I don't see it either. But as I understand it, maybe I'm totally... misunderstanding, but as I understand it, that's, I think, the message that the Maimer is teaching us. I don't see the Isis clearly enough, but breaking down the question and seeing where the answer is kicking in, I think that that's what we're saying over here. Good? Okay. We have just a little bit to go till the end of the Maimer. I guess we'll finish the Maimer on Sunday morning. And then on Monday, Bezes Hashem, we're going to start a new Maimer, which hopefully we'll finish before we leave for Pesach. The new Maimer is going to be a Maimer Ki Meitzeis Chameret Mitzrayim, which discusses, it's an Achron Shel Pesach Maimer, it discusses the general concept of Neis and Teva, miracles and nature, and where is nature a miracle, and where is a miracle really nature, and so on.
Did you finish ice?
You finished ice, yeah. I will, of course.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Good Shabbos. Bye.